Our main text today comes out of Revelation 21, 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, there's something sacred about a table. Around it, stories are told, laughter is shared, and love is remembered. A table gathers people, it connects generations. And today, as we celebrate All Saints Day and come to the Lord's table, we're reminded that this meal gathers not just those in this sanctuary, but all who have loved and served Christ across time and space. When Paul told the Corinthians, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you," he was anchoring them in something much bigger than themselves. The Lord's Supper wasn't just a new ritual. It was a holy inheritance. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, ordinary bread, and said, "This is my body." He took a cup of wine, ordinary wine, and said, "This is my blood." He took the everyday and he made it eternal in that moment. He took a simple meal and made it a meeting place between heaven and earth. Paul reminds us that every time we share this bread and cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. That is the heartbeat of communion. It's looking backwards and forwards all at once. We remember the cross, yes, but we also lean toward the day when faith becomes sight. Revelation gives us that glimpse. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." It's not a vision of escape. It's a vision of arrival. God doesn't whisk us away from creation. He renews it. "Behold," the voice from the throne says, "I am making everything new." When we gather around this table, we are tasting that promise. The bread is the food of remembrance, but also of anticipation. The cup is a symbol of sacrifice, but also of celebration. Communion is a moment when time folds in on itself. The cross and the kingdom, the now and the not yet, meeting in one act of grace. And that's why this day, All Saints Day, fits so perfectly with communion. All Saints Day is not a day of ghosts or shadows, it's a day of light. It's the day when the church pauses to remember the great cloud of witnesses, the ones who have finished their race and now rest in the presence of God. We call their names not to cling to loss, but to affirm life, the life that cannot be taken away. John Wesley loved this day. He once said, "I truly love the Festival of All Saints. It is a day I delight to spend in praise and thanksgiving." For Wesley, this day was not about mourning the dead. It was about celebrating the unbroken fellowship between the church militant, that's us still on our journey, and the church triumphant, those that are already at home. When we come to the table on All Saints Day, we're not dining alone. We are joined by a company far greater than we can see. The saints we name are not gone. They are gathered. They are at the feast already, sitting at the table of the Lamb, where sorrow and sighing are no more. Revelation paints that picture so beautifully. God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Every time we take the bread and the cup, we join that vision. It's as if the veil between heaven and earth thins for just a moment, and we catch the sound of another table, the ones where our loved ones now sit. We name them mothers and fathers and friends and mentors, saints that have been in our lives, because their stories still shape ours. Their faith still echoes in our hymns. Their prayers still linger. Their love still points us toward Christ. And when we eat and drink in remembrance of Him, we're reminded that they're not missing this meal. They're already there. Think about that. The same Savior who welcomed them welcomes us. The same bread that sustains us has already satisfied them. The same grace that forgave them now forgives us. That's why communion is not a funeral meal. It's a wedding rehearsal. It's the foretaste of the feast to come. Revelation calls it the marriage supper of the Lamb. The host is Christ Himself and every saint. From Abraham to the newest believer has a seat at His table. But here's what's remarkable. That eternal feast begins right here. The same Jesus who will one day make all things new is already making us new. The same Spirit who will fill the heavens with worship fills this room right now. Heaven isn't just a destination, it's a presence. It's a presence we encounter every time we share this meal. So on All Saints Day, we live in two realities at once. We grieve because love always grieves when it's separated. But we also rejoice because love in Christ is never truly lost. The table brings those two truths together. It's where tears and thanksgiving meet. When I break the bread, I often think about how small it looks. Just a few pieces. Just a sip of juice. But it's enough. God has a way of taking the smallest things and filling them with eternity. And that's the miracle of this meal. It's why we keep coming back, because in it, we find the strength to keep believing, to keep loving, to keep hoping. We may not all sit at the great table of the Lamb, but we've already received our invitation. The saints we remember today are simply the first to arrive. When you come to the table, come with that in mind. As you hold the bread, think of the hands that once held yours. As you lift the cup, Think of the voices that once sang beside you. They have not disappeared into silence. They have joined the song of heaven. And one day, by grace, we will too. Until then, this meal sustains us. It reminds us that Christ's love is stronger than death, that His presence is nearer than we know, and that His promise, "I am making everything new," is already breaking into the world, one heart, one table, one act of grace at a time. So come, people of God, come to the table of remembrance. Come to the table of anticipation. Come to the feast where the saints rejoice and where Christ Himself is both host and meal. For here, heaven and earth meet. Here, love triumphs over loss. And here we proclaim, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Bow your heads with me, please. Lord Jesus Christ, You are the bread of life and the cup of salvation. We thank You for the saints who now rest in Your presence, for their faith, their witness, and their love that still surrounds us. As we come to Your table, let the bread and cup remind us not only of Your cross, but of the kingdom You are preparing, where every tear is wiped away and death is no more. Give us faith to live as people of that promise. Give us hope to see beyond the veil. And give us love that bridges time and eternity. In Your holy name we pray. Amen.